listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. As the dry season lingers, Geraldton farmers are taking it day by day. The latest Grain Industry Association of WA report showing a dusty start to the year for the Midwest Port Zone with just 2,000 hectares of pulses sown. Report author Michael Lamont says it's taking a mental toll on growers.
The growers in the Geraldton Port Zone are not overly optimistic at the moment, you know, in the coming season. And whilst there is dry sowing, growers really aren't going flat out. They're just tackling away, putting crop in and just sort of reassessing, you know, how they're going each week.
A major tourism investment for the Hoopman Abrolhos Islands. More than $8 million is set to create a new fishing camp, 10 new public moorings and a multi-purpose jetty on Rat Island. Tourism Minister Rita Saffiotti says the area has lots of potential.
We believe that the Abrolhos Islands and Geraldton have a very exciting future for the tourism industry. We know that it is a beautiful place to stay. We know there's been challenges in accessing the island and some of the infrastructure needs to be improved.
Early fault detection systems could save lives across regional WA. That's according to a technology founder who's calling on experts to adopt the tech. Alan Wong says it's desperately needed.
We have aging infrastructures. A lot of the power network are set up more than 20 years ago. Some are still in service. When you have aging equipment, that will fail.
The state government has joined forces with the Midwest Food Industries Alliance in a bid to boost local food industries. It includes $167,000 in funding, which is set to help keep Geraldton's Shore Leave Festival running for another 2 years. In sport, another big win for the Geraldton Buccaneers in the Anzac round at the weekend. The side taking home a nail-biting win over Goldfields Giants, escaping with a two-point victory. Aaron Ralph a standout with 30 points and Liam Hunt leading in rebounds and defensive rebounds.